Ship's log, Guinevere. 154th Equinox, 305 PCU. We've accompanied the Shabayev, along with the Union ships Sarakai and Hotstepper, to a position a few hours outside the minefield where the Advari are holding our last gate component. Captain Malsuda and the Rodrigo have remained with Director Antelay to protect the Avalon and the civilian fleet. The Advari call this minefield the Aegis of Invia. Vadrick tells us he's served here before, and he's volunteered to assist us with this operation. It's strange just how much we've become used to having Vadrick around. He's proven himself trustworthy many times over, but I can see there's a lot he's grappling with. It can't be easy to be surrounded by walking, talking proof that the entire belief system you were raised on just got it wrong. Even for the most open-minded person, that's gotta be a lot to handle.
Please be seated. Using the extensive intelligence gathered by Union forces and corroborated by our own longboat reconnaissance sorties, we have been able to construct a relatively detailed image of the alien minefield. We have confirmed the presence of several large stations spaced at equidistant intervals along the minefield. Long-range imaging suggests almost all of these stations are largely unprotected, with the exception of this particular station, where we have confirmed our captured gate hauler and its gate component is berthed. A single Advari lightship appears to be deployed in a fixed defensive posture near the hauler. Passive reconnaissance gathered over several months by the Union has confirmed that a second lightship follows a circuitous patrol route along the minefield, which places a fixed time limit on our mission objectives here. We will need to secure the gate hauler and withdraw from this system before the second lightship can arrive to reinforce the enemy. But first, we will need a method of bypassing the minefield itself. For that, I will turn you over to Captain Farron.
Thank you, Admiral. Vadrick has confirmed that the mines seem to employ a system similar to our own IFF transponders, allowing Advari lightships and flyers to pass through without issue. We will be making use of the Advari flyer which was captured by the Shabayev when they first brought Vadrick aboard. Vadrick?
Diomline, I appreciate your attention. Most of our flyers operate without a pilot, though due to the damage my flyer received during my capture, it will be necessary for me to pilot it personally. I will guide Captain Farron's vessel through the Aegis.
As Vadrick's flyer passes through the minefield, the Gwyn will be flying ballistic a close distance behind under silent running. However, given the position of the defending lightship, we won't be able to dock with the hauler directly. Instead, we've calculated a trajectory that will carry us to a seemingly abandoned segment of the station, where we hope to breach and enter undetected.
Captain Farron's experience as a privateer makes her suitably qualified to lead an armed shore party through the station. Curiously, thermal telescopy indicates no life signs aboard the gate hauler itself, but we have no method of accurately determining how many Advari hostiles are between the breach point and the gate hauler. Therefore, a section of Marines, led by Commander Harper, will accompany Captain Farron as she escorts a four-person operating crew through the station to the hauler.
Once we reach the gate hauler, the technicians will board and prepare the ship to cast off, while myself, Meds, and the Marines maintain a perimeter.
The real trick is going to be staying alive long enough for that hauler's reactor to finish spooling up. You can be as sneaky as you like, but at the end of the day, there's just no way to steal a big ship like that from harbor without all hell breaking loose.
I certainly hope you're not speaking from experience.
Nah. I think there was a documentary on CBR or something.
As the shore party secures the gate hauler, the Shabayev, Tserikai, and Hotstepper will arrive in the system to provide a timely distraction. We will be operating under radio silence, so careful timing is imperative. In order to allow my force to carry out this diversion and to provide an avenue for the gate hauler to escape through, it will be necessary to remotely disable a portion of the minefield from aboard the station. Our Advari guests